Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In Washington today, in a strict party line vote, the House passed the GOP's massive tax overhaul. And again, it was a strict party line vote, so not one Democrat voted in favor of the bill. Republicans say that the new tax plan is for everyone and that it cuts taxes for everyone, though the biggest breaks do go to the wealthiest. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today praising GOP efforts.
This is one of the most important pieces of legislation that Congress has passed in decades to help the American worker, to help grow the American economy.
Well, joining us now from Washington is Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano. Congressman Capuano, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's good to be back with you. It's not a great day to be in Washington for me.
All right. So tell me what you think. I mean, after the Senate did its work the other night, it seemed inevitable that this was going to happen today in the House, and so it's happened.
Yeah, we all knew it was going to pass. So, you know, and by the way, this was a bipartisan bill in the sense that we had 12 Republicans who voted against the bill with all Democrats. So America is already caught up on this. They know this is a tax scam. They know that, you know, everybody will probably get a few dollars for a few years. That's about it. The big money is going to people who don't need it and won't use it to benefit America. And by the way, I represent a lot of wealthy people in my district. I haven't had any of them tell me anything other than the fact that they don't think this is good for America. So I don't like this rich versus poor thing. This is people who have a knowledge and an interest in what's good for business and what's good for America. Versus those who are just greedy. And that's what this bill is. It's just a way to scam America. And they didn't get away with it, except they did win. But America is caught up to them.
So let me ask you something, Congressman. I mean, this actually has more to do with how the bill passed the Senate the other day. But it seemed as if, at least on the Senate side for a long time, it was going to be really, really close until at the last second, you know, Susan Collins, Bob Corker, Jeff Flake, a bunch of key votes flipped and said yes. I mean, did that come as a surprise to you guys in the House as you were watching what was going on there?
Honestly, no, not really.
Really? Okay.
Especially some of the ones that were involved. You know, we've had dealings with them in the past, and we know that some of them, they talk a big game, and on occasion they will show up with the courage of their convictions, but more often than not, they'll cave in and toe the party line. And I understand that. I mean, look, politics is a team sport. I get that. And sometimes you have to take one for the team, but sometimes you really have to stand up for your constituents, and if the team effort is bad for your constituents, you need to say that. That did not happen in this bill.
Mm. Well, I want to play a little bit of tape from President Trump just a couple of moments ago. He celebrated the bill's passage through the House with GOP legislators at the White House.
I guess it's very simple. When you think you haven't heard this expression, but we are making America great again. You haven't heard that, have you?
Congressman Capuano, there are a lot of Americans out there who are quite supportive of this bill. I mean, what would you say to them?
They're mistaken. I mean, the people, look, as long as you know that this is about, you know, getting rid of the government, the people understand. The Speaker Ryan has already said that his next target is now to get on the spending side to entitlements. Entitlements are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and veterans benefits. Those are the so-called entitlements. I don't think of them that way, but that's the term. And if the Speaker has already said that, where else do you think that they're going to go to make cuts in spending in order to address the massive deficit that we have and that they just made massively worse? There are no economists who think this bill will generate enough new economy, a bigger economy, to pay for itself. It's going to cost us a minimum of $1.5 trillion. Everybody agrees on that number. And everybody agrees that it will provide possibly at best about $500 billion in economic benefit, leaving at least a $1 trillion hole. Where do you think they're going to come up with that money?
Mm-hmm.
And my argument is very simple. You will see in the very near future they will come for spending cuts on the programs that most Americans have come to take.
Well, Paul Ryan has already more than hinted at that, right? That could be right on the docket come January when the House comes back.
Very much so. They're not going to change their spots. I mean, they change the arguments they make, but they are not going to change the belief they have had since the 1930s that Social Security was a bad program. Since the day it was passed, they've hated Medicare and Medicaid. These are not new positions. They just don't couch it that way anymore. They now couch it as, oh, we're going to reform them. Reform these programs means hurting people. And it means weakening the future for the people who aren't on them yet, but will someday want to have Social Security and Medicare. And I think that, again, we'll find out in the very near future. But the Speaker has said it, and he's a good man. He's a man of his word. He just happens to be dead wrong.
So, Congressman, let me ask you, I mean, to that point, looking forward to 2018, when the issue of Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, does come up, given the fact that this tax bill, as controversial as it was, as you know, badly polled as it was polling, as you know, people were protesting on Capitol Hill against it, and it still got through, what hope do you have? What hope do Democrats have, or anyone who doesn't want major changes to Social Security or Medicare, have to stopping that in 2018?
We'll find out. I mean, a lot of people, I think, made a political mistake when they analogized this fight to the fight of health care. The health care battle that we had, that we won, was all about taking something away from a lot of people and giving the rest of the people nothing. So just taking away. This bill is a tax cut bill. There's always going to be somebody who thinks they're getting something. And even the people who know that they're not getting anything, they still want the little crumbs that we're going to get. So it was a different thing. When we get into Medicare and Social Security, I think America will rise up again and speak out loudly, number one. Number two, every day that clicks away, especially after the first of the year, is a campaign season. And I will dare my Republican friends to go back to campaign in their hometowns telling people that they're trying to cut Social Security and Medicare.
No, they're going to go back and say, we gave you a tax cut.
Well, good luck to them. And if they can win that, you know, so be it. I just don't think, again, back to the polling, and again, every poll, I'm not a real believer in polls per se, but every poll shows overwhelmingly the American people oppose it. Now, I don't know that many people go to the polls and vote against somebody because they voted for this bill, just on that item alone. But if this bill is then followed up by another bill and another bill and another bill that they don't like, you add on top of that, they didn't like their attempt to repeal the health care. Young people don't like what they just did on net neutrality. You're going to have a whole series of things that the American people don't like. And again, I think most people do tend to vote in what they see is in their long-term best interest. And I think they'll do that. But we'll find out. That's what elections are all about.
Well, Congressman Michael Capuano represents Massachusetts 7th. It's really great to speak with you, Congressman. And
good speaking to you, too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.